This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airdropping U.S. military aircraft dropped thousands of meals into Gaza in emergency humanitarian aid operations. Details from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation, and President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. The sinking of the Ruby Mar cargo ship after an attack by Houthi rebels highlights the risk to the Red Sea from Houthi attacks. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
A vibrant fishing industry, some of the world's largest coral reefs, and desalination plants supplying millions with drinking water. They're all at risk from large amounts of fertilizer and oil spilled into the Red Sea by the sinking of a cargo ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Officials on Saturday said the Belize-flagged Ruby Mar sunk after taking on water in the February 18th attack. The vessel was reportedly carrying 22,000 metric tons of Tox fertilizer and had already spilled enough heavy fuel to trigger an 18-mile oil slick through the critical waterway. Experts warn that more environmental damage could occur as the Houthis' targeting of vessel traffic over the Israel-Hamas war continues. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a speech Saturday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that no NATO or European Union troops will be sent to fight in Ukraine. If Custer tells us more.
Speaking at the Party of European Socialists Election Congress in Rome Saturday, Scholz said NATO does not want a war with Russia and will do all it can to prevent it. But he said continued, unwavering support for Ukraine remains key to defeating Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion.
The war in Ukraine ends the moment that President Putin decides to withdraw his troops. However, we will only take that decision if he realizes that he can't make any gains on the battlefield, that he can't dictate an unjust peace. Therefore, our ongoing support for Ukraine is key to restoring peace in Europe.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Lawmakers in Pakistan's National Assembly elected Sunday Shehbaz Sharif as the country's new prime minister for the second time. His allies of imprisoned former premier Imran Khan in parliament shouted in protest against his appointment, alleging rigging in last month's elections. Speaker said Sharif secured 201 votes, defeating Omar Ayoub of the Sunni Council, who got 92 votes. The winner only needs 169 to get the majority. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on ongoing tribute for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The mother of opposition leader Alexei Navalny bringing flowers to his grave a day after Russia witnessed thousands of people turning his funeral into a large display of dissent. Under heavy police watch, thousands are bidding farewell to Navalny after his still unexplained death in an Arctic prison. The situation at the cemetery in Moscow is said to remain calm, but there are reports of makeshift memorials being destroyed in other cities. A rights group tracking political arrests say more than 100 people are in detention after going to events in Navalny's memory. The funeral follows a battle with authorities over the release of his body. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Police in Haiti are urgently appealing for help as they struggle to hold back gangs trying to storm the country's main prison in a major escalation of violence sweeping the troubled Caribbean nation. A police officer told the Associated Press late Saturday that the gangs had overwhelmed security forces but were not yet in control of the prison where several gang leaders are being held. The armed clashes follow a string of violent protests that have been building for some time but turned deadlier in recent days as Prime Minister Ariel Henry went to Kenya to salvage plans for a security mission in Haiti to be led by that East African nation and backed by the United Nations. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.